Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Deborah Becker.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. Dozens of taxi drivers in Cambridge went on strike today to protest ride-sharing companies like Uber and Lyft. They gathered with their cabs outside of Cambridge City Hall this morning, slowing traffic, demanding that the city subject the ride-sharing companies to the same regulations imposed on them. Here's cab driver and strike organizer Mark Raymond.
Government should regulate, not even regulate them, stop them. We're not going to go down without a fight.
Cambridge officials say they're waiting for the state to address the issue, and the two largest advocacy groups representing drivers opposed the strike, saying that it could undermine their lobbying efforts on Beacon Hill.
There are competing bills on Beacon Hill. One proposed by Governor Charlie Baker this April calls for more stringent background checks on drivers from companies like Uber, but leaves the companies essentially free to operate as they do now. Another bill, backed by the taxi industry, calls for companies like Uber to be regulated like taxi companies. Donna Blythe Shaw is with the Boston Taxi Drivers Association, and she joins us now. And Donna, good to have you.
Oh, thank you for having me.
First of all, your response to today's strike by Cambridge taxi drivers, is this a good way for them to get their message out?
Yes, they're suffering terribly over there, and they just need to be heard, and they need to let their municipality know that something has to be done. Many of the Cambridge cab owners own a medallion here in Boston, and they're suffering terribly. Some have had to remortgage their homes, and some gave up their homes to maintain their medallion because they just can't meet their bills.
And this is because the medallions, which were once worth as much as $700,000, have dropped in value, right?
Plummeted, yes. They took a nosedive,
right.
Exactly.
But isn't this because of sort of the basic argument in favor of ride-sharing companies like Uber and Lyft? And that is that they're basically giving the consumer out there what they want.
Well, we don't disagree with that, but there is an issue here, a systemic issue here, that I think the public, and rightfully so, may not be aware of, is that there's been 30 years of inertia in the taxi industry where the regulators, being in the city of Cambridge is the City Licensing Commission. In Boston, we have the Boston Police Hackney Department. And they have pretty much, ignored the needs and demands of the public and ride and the for hire vehicles, and in this case, the taxi industry, and the fleet owners are responsible as well, because they have had 30 years of a monopoly, and they've collected their fares and made their money without any care or concern about the customer or the worker, and saying that as long as they collect their money, go out there and do your job, and if you don't, it's not my problem. And so, and then the city hasn't really looked at the issues of innovation and technology. And here we are in 2015. We have a population in Boston that's increased by 120,000. It's a younger population, and it has its demands and needs. And it's not the small owner that is responsible or the cab driver. It's really problems of the fleets who have been comfortable and not interested in the regulatory authorities who really haven't had the vision and the need to look into what the city needs.
Mm. So what is the solution? Because it seems like sort of the kind of revolution here is the sort of disruptive technology that has made Uber and Lyft and companies like this possible. So I'm just curious, I'm scratching my head trying to figure out, how does a regulatory system that essentially, as you suggested, was put in place to regulate an industry that is now getting on, close to a century old, how does it catch up with that technology?
Well, that's a good question, and we've talked about it many times, and I've broached the city of Boston and this administration about how to change the taxi industry. The taxi industry absolutely needs reform from top to bottom. The way the medallion is issued, the fact that, we should have neighborhood medallions, and what the customer and the public needs to know is that the value of this medallion that has been really controlled by a small group of fleet owners has cost the not only the customer but the cab driver millions of dollars in revenues, because the value of the medallion determines what the shift rate is, because you have to pay for that medallion's mortgage. And then that shift rate determines the meter rate. So who really profits is the fleet owners. And who gets hurt? The cab driver and the customer.
No, and that's clear. You know, on the other hand, I can imagine if I'm a medallion owner and I invested $700,000 in a medallion a bunch of years ago based on a regulatory system that was there to protect me, I might be feeling like, whoa, the rug is being pulled out from under me here.
Well, Anthony, it really hasn't, because for the most part, the medallion up until about probably 2 years ago, was somewhere in the vicinity of $500,000.
Yeah.
It went wild 2 years ago, up to $700,000. In 1994, they were I think auctioned off at about $400,000. So, and this is another thing that the regulatory authorities need to look at is, you know, where is this medallion going and why, and, you know, and taking a look at it. And there really wasn't enough vision here.
Yeah, well, Don, it's a really interesting conversation. Obviously, the debate's going to go on for a while. We really appreciate your point of view. That's Donna Blythe-Shaw. She represents the Boston Taxi Drivers Association, and she joined us from Boston. Donna Blythe-Shaw, thank you.
Thank you, Anthony.
And stay with us. Coming up, we'll look at Boston's biggest cold case 25 years later and still unsolved. I'm Deborah Becker.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. This is Radio Boston.